W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. 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 W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
A2VDZ monitoring.
Can't catch the call. It's W8YRC. How you doing?
A2VDZ here. How you doing? I'm doing good today. Just doing a little cleanup around the shack. Got a little messy in here, so I'm doing that. And figured while I do that, I'll just have the radio on and see what's going on out there. Besides cold. Over.
Yeah, real good. I'm in up here, either mobile, W8YRC, the name is Mike. Yeah, I'm just on my way back home. I'm out here playing around, and, yeah, I just filled up the tank. Going to do a little bit of winter field days this weekend with a club, but it's so darn cold, I think we're going to just do it from home, or we're going to be in a tool shed or a 40 by 60 building. I don't think we can contain enough heat to stay warm, so we kind of scrapped it. I'm just going to do it from home. A lot warmer. So, where you live, located at?
I am on a base station at 10 Mile and Ryan in Warren. You're coming through pretty clear from Lapeer all the way out to here, or all the way to Mount Clemens, I should say, on the repeater there. You're coming through really well. You're like 4.9. There's just a little bit of bacon, but not anything that stops me from hearing you comes through really well. Yeah, and this cold is really being a problem. You know, we're opening up a warming center here in Warren, and so it'll be opening up tomorrow and running Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And so I'll be manning that with ARPSC and Warren CERT, who are joining forces together to man it and help get people to some warmth. Over.
Yeah, we got our week for our church. We do that too. Every church up here kind of takes their turn. So we got our week coming up here pretty quick. But yeah, definitely out there. 57 days or something like that till spring, but couldn't prove it by me. Our repeater is kind of down and out right now. I mean, it's a temporary location. We had a high wind and took our tower down. So as soon as we get that back up and going, we'll be quieting. Right now, we're our receive site's not even up right now. So there's a lot to get done. Spring is probably the key word. We get it all done in spring. But you know, all these repeaters are linked together, so we all should be full quiet unless we got a HT and stand on our head or something. All right, I'm going to have to get out of here, 7-3. Have a good afternoon, and catch up with you later. WYRC.
W8YRC, good talking to you. Safe travels out there. Stay warm. And we will talk to you soon, I hope. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. Standing by.
NHVDZ, NHVDZ, NHWRO, Richmond.
NHWRO, this is NHVDZ. Sorry about the delay there. I had just walked out of the room working on lunch, getting my lunch going, and so I had the timer go off and run out there. How you doing, Tim?
Yeah, doing quite well, Mike. Just wanted to make a comment that your signal is definitely loud and clear for the net tonight, and for the crawl as well. I'm looking at the voter, and you're hitting Mount Clemens very strong. So I'm curious about that because I knew that the receiver is down in Warren. But just FYI, good signal.
Appreciate that. I was just going to ask that very question, how am I coming over? For some bizarre reason, I'm not on a Yagi, I'm just on a vertical, and no, I'm not. I'm on a dipole, and one of the dipoles that I made, and for some reason, I'm pretty much going right through where the FBI repeater is and radar dish that's down is, but I go right through it and I go right to Mount Clemens. We don't know why. We've been looking at it. Sean's been looking at it. We're just scratching our heads and not understanding what the heck. So glad to hear I'm coming in good. I'm looking forward to the net and also to the crawl tonight. That'll be a lot of fun, I think. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Looking forward to it. Copy that. And, of course, we'll have the link down like normal that we do for Central Michigan for the 7.2. And I did get the news that we're moving off of the Richmond FBI. I didn't check the details, but onto another one. So we'll check the website later tonight, and sounds good. Don't want to keep you from your lunch, Mike. I just wanted to give you that signal to check because I was a little curious on that. But now you brought it back. I do remember that you even had a strong signal back, was it like a year ago, before we even had the receive sites. We were all hitting Mount Clemens, and we didn't have the intermediary receive sites. So In any event, good signal. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'll listen out for your last. NAWRO. After you, sir.
Thanks, Tim. And yeah, the repeater crawl that Wayne County does, very, very, very similar to what we're doing tonight, are what made me be able to hit Mount Plum. They showed me that my antenna was not up to snuff. And so I did some work and I did some research and did some more plan and made it better and made it better and made it better, and here I am now. So yeah, all good. And the reason we left Richmond was because I can't hit Richmond. And I have ideas for how we can do things where I'm net control and we can't hit a repeater, but I don't want to play those games on the first crawl. I want to get people a little more used to what's going on before I start throwing monkey wrenches in. So there we go. Good talking to you, Tim. Have a great day. Be safe out there. Stay warm. And we will see you tonight. This is November 8th. Victor Delta Zulu standing by. Copy that, Mike. Have a good one. NAWRO.
KE4 is ZYQ on frequency.
Good afternoon, Joe. NAWRO, how are you doing today?
Yeah, thank you for asking. First of all, I just woke up from my unscheduled rest and hear you talking about a crawl tonight or something. I don't know if I got the email through QRZ, but definitely would love to check it out.
Why, certainly. It'll just be, you can go to our webpage, Joe. I think we gave you the URL for that. If not, you can do it now. And it'll be just after the ARP's normal net tonight, and you're normally there. So we'll Mike will be doing be net control tonight, and we'll go right into our first try at a repeater crawl after that. And John does have a lot of information posted on the webpage. So if you're prepared to copy, I'll give you that URL.
Well, as I speak, I was looking at my connections here on the internet before you said that, and it looks like I got a email. So I may have what I need, because I looked at it before I chimed in and said I didn't have it. And apparently that other gentleman you were just talking to may have zapped it over to me. So let me check it out before you have to give me anything. QSL to that?
I copy that, Joe. And again, this is Tim Tango India Mike up in Richmond. I know I sent you a couple of emails to sign up for your password as far as membership is concerned. And then we have a public website there, too. So I'll stand by. If you need anything, just let me know. NAWRO, standing by.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know. Like I said, I'm still waking up, so I've got to check my name, how I can get on my phone and start from scratch here again after waking up from an unscheduled nap and a rough couple weeks here lately. So I appreciate the patience, the time, the effort, and the trouble and help. K4ZYQ, clear for now.
Copy that, Joe. NAWRO Richmond, I'll be clear as well.
WRO.
NAWRO, Jay, that sounds like it might be you, but boy, that signal is pretty weak. You want to try again?
I don't know. Maybe
got some ice on my antenna or something like that. Here, can you hear me now? Do I have to turn the audio up?
Jay, you have a weak signal, but it's copyable. I can hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
I know this is Mount Clemens, I believe. What's the link up to Mount Clemens here? And where they located is planet and whereabouts?
Yeah, copy that, Joe. Our 147.2 is normally linked to Central Michigan, and that includes like Lapeer, Guilford, Mackinac City. We're all the way up there thanks to Central Michigan now. Lansing, Saginaw, Flint. But of course, yeah, for our net tonight, we drop out of that and we're standalone. But with Central Michigan's help, we got quite a reach there. Over to you.
I was trying to see if this one leads you to the one in Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor, they have a link over there in Ann Arbor too, there, right?
Well, Joe, I'm not 100% sure, but the node I'm looking at does not have. This is the VHF, of course, as you know, and I'm looking on the dashboard, and I don't see any links to Ann Arbor, just Flint, Saginaw, Lansing, Mackinac City, Guilford, Lapeer. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think it's an Ann Arbor thing. I vaguely remember something about UHF, but I'd have to check Central Michigan site for that.
This one of the website, WAR or something other. But it's also Flint in there, Grand Rapids, Flint, and all that kind of stuff. And Ann Arbor is 146.740. And I don't know, I'm hitting another repeater all the time. Just so I can check the frequency there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. There's Central Michigan has a heck of a lot of links out there. It's just amazing. And then you get into the fun stuff like the DMR sites. And the DMR sites are even more plentiful, shall we say, than some of the others, or at least usable for us. All interesting stuff. But I should probably take off and get back to some paperwork here. Joe, or always nice to see you. I'm going to call you Jay because I think that's what you go by. N-A-W-R-O. Back over to another NAW. I know we got our call signs about the same time. Go ahead, Jay, I'll listen for your last NAWR. Over to you.
NAWRO, this is NAWJL. All right, well, you have a fine and hopefully things are clear up for me, because I normally can get into this machine pretty good. I don't know, maybe I got ice or something on my feet here. So we'll catch you later. And WKL, I'm going to be clear of mine.
Copy that. Have a good one, Jay. NAWRO, clear.
NAWRO, KE4ZYQ.
NAWRO here. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ here. I noticed I'm writing this all down on a hard copy of paper here. I noticed, I think, number 5, that is the VHF for W8HP. I don't know if that VHF is working, because we've been checking out last day or two, and something's happened with the VHF one. You get on UHF, the link, but I don't know about the VHF. Did you check that out recently before since the list was set up?
Hey, stand by a second there, Joe. The list is refreshing. right now. So this list has been in transition, so I'm not sure if it's the final. And, of course, Mike is going to be the lead on this, so I'm not sure if that's the actual final yet. They actually just changed it. We were going to try to hit Richmond up here, but, you know, Mike's being net control running the crawl. He can't hit Richmond directly. It's an odd thing. Warren is out. I don't know if you know that. Warren is standalone right now from the FBI. So that'll be there. But the other ones, I don't know. Kind of not my show tonight, but I will pass that on. Just got a text here. The webmaster pushed another update. So stand by. We'll take a look at it. And I know they're looking at everything. They're making changes on the fly, put it that way. But you got into the page. I'm glad to hear that at least. NHWRO, back over to you, Joe.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ. Yeah, just checking it out. I want to be on spot with the info before I mess up again. So, I'll watch. I'll try to get the link here and if there's any changes. And what time was that scheduled? Back to you.
Stand by a second there, Joe. It's refreshing now. NHWR, I'll be right back.
WGL 4TF 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1.
WGL, this is channel 19.
Is it right?
Where's your dummy load?
Why would I need a dummy load?
To test your radio and make sure it's working.
Again, why do I need a dummy load when I can test? I did say this is a test. Okay?
That doesn't count.
Well, okay. Sound like you pretty much all the rules and stuff. Who might you be? I'd like to know who I'm talking to anyway.
The rules state that I don't have to ID for 10 minutes.
Well, since you want to teach me the rules and regulations, don't you think it's a good idea that for me to know who I'm talking to?
You can call me sir.
Sir, what?
Don't pay attention to the moron on the other end there, guy. He's just trying to harass you. W-A-Y-R-C, I'll give you my call. Some people just like to harass people. 73, W-A-Y-R-C.
Hey, Lou Amos. No, this wasn't your conversation. And why are you calling everybody morons, huh? Why are you name calling? I said nothing about you, and I'm just going by the rules and regulations of the FCC. So you can kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Well, the actual rules actually state that you have to ID on your first transmission.
No, it doesn't say that. Says, no, it doesn't say that. You're misinterpreting the rules and regulations. No, you don't have to ID when you first get in there, but every 10 minutes you have to afterwards.
That's right. You call them. You tell them. You tell them right.
Wants to know what's wrong with
you, moron. Doesn't even know proper identification procedures.
That's enough, Bob. Profanity, so,
You will be asked not to use this frequency again if you keep that up.
I mean, it's too bad that you feel that way. Maybe the repeater show up.
Yes, I am. So you can either abide or you will be asked to leave and not come back.
Well, it goes both ways. You're calling people morons. Where does that come from, huh? It's okay for somebody else to do it, but it's not okay for you, I guess, right? The rules don't apply to you, right?
Moron, you were the one that was throwing the F-bomb and stuff out here, so that's when I jumped in, so that needs to stay off the radio.
Was my frequency, and I was talking to Jay. Plug in. You're the moron. I don't know why you're even talking out here. You weren't even part of the conversation. I was talking to Jay. Jay and I know each other, so you have no business even putting your head into the conversation. It wasn't your frequency. You had no business saying anything.
Somebody's butt eating their underpants. W8CMM.
And just off about the holy art bomb and all this stuff out here. Anyway, talk to you guys later. W-I-E-W.
Yeah, that moron. I'm enough, but I'm off, but not as off as you. More than one beat.
KE4ZYQ standing by.
KE4ZYQ, NAWRO. In regards to that information, it's the crawl itself is going to be like 5 minutes after our net ends. So there's not actually a defined start to the crawl. It's just after after our net ends. So I hope that helps. It's not defined. NAWRO, back to you.
Yep, no trouble. I just want to be in the loop, and I'm looking at the email and thing that says update, and I still see that, I think it was stop number 3, is still in the works. I don't see the update, if any. But I'm watching if there's anything you want to send to me to QRZinfo, or by all means, keep me in the loop. I'm interested, and I'd definitely like to participate. So I'll be monitoring here, and I may have to get up and get lunch because I haven't eaten lunch yet. KE4ZYQ.
Joe, just to be clear on a related matter, were you able to set up your password for your account to get in? I presume you were, just for the, registering for your Skywarn position, such shall we call it, your deploy at home. Let's see, where are you? You're unit 16, is that correct?
Well, I still have to double check that. I will go back to that email here today, and if you don't see anything, by all means, shoot me another email to see what's up. I've been going through a lot of heck I won't put on the air. To survive, literally, and not health-wise, but it could have been health-wise due to the circumstances of what I went through. But anyhow, I will check that out, and if you don't see anything verified from your email, original email, then by all means, just reach out to me if you got the time and don't mind. But I will check that out again. I did look at it, but like I said, I've been really busy, but I will try to do that as soon as possible. KZYQ.
Copy that, Joe. What I'm going to do is send another link because they do expire. So just when you get to it, and there is no rush, you do it when you can. Just use the link that comes in your email from today, and then you'll be able to create your password, and you'll be able to access it as a member. NAWRO, I will be clear, and I will send that to you right now.
Well, I copy that, and I appreciate any and all efforts and time and trouble more than you know. KE4ZYQ, clear the list.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I was able to JFASUN with your last, over.
I heard you there, a little bit of vaping in the background, but I was able to understand what you were saying.
This is KSAFQN, listening over.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KSAFQN, listening. This is KSAFQN.
Thank you.
KF8FQN from KF8EDQ. Most of your transmissions are really broken and staticky and really aren't coming good. There was maybe one or two really good ones. I couldn't answer before because I was working, but I'm off now. So the name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. Why don't you try holding the radio straight up and down, and make sure you're standing still when you're transmitting too. That helps a little bit. So why don't you try and find a sweet spot and try one more time.
Got a hot mic going on there.
I guess I doubled on somebody. Yeah, Roger, I can hear you better now. Did you catch my last transmission?
Partially. I didn't think you hear your call sign, though.
All right, Roger, that's KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. And the name is Mike up here.
Alright, you might
have seen me call the third time, but I heard your name. My name's Wyatt, over. Wyatt, very cool. Alright, yeah, like I said, my name's Mike. I just got done with work. You sound like a very young man, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you? And are you in high school? Like, what grade are you in? Well, alrighty then. It's quite young to have a ham license, I think. Anyway, I don't know. There's people that do it though. Congratulations. You sound like the call sign seems new. Along with mine, I just got my license last year, so I would say I'm a relatively freshly new ham as well. So welcome to the hobby. I haven't heard your call sign out here before, so welcome. I don't know about you, but I'm I wish it was summer, man. It's real freaking cold out there. I got a couple of dogs. You got any pets or anything?
Yes, I actually live on a ranch, but I got two dogs and two cats.
Yeah, awesome, dude. I've got three dogs living with me. One's name is Cassidy. Then we've got Neo and Ducky. And Ducky is a therapy dog. So I take her around to different places so they can pet her and patients, you know, people that are going through a hard time or somebody that just needs to hold a dog for a minute. So I've got Ducky. She's a little 40-pound pit bull mixes. They're all pit bull mixes. But, they don't like to go out in this cold. They run out and they got real short fur, you see. So they go outside and they're back within 5 minutes. I don't know about your dogs. I can hear that I'm coming in pretty hot. I think that's what that other gentleman was making a comment about before. So I'll try to back off a bit. It depends on the frequency with this radio. Sometimes I'm coming in real hot, sometimes I'm not so much, and people can barely hear me. So, Wyatt, Very cool. Are you named after somebody in particular? Are people in your family named Wyatt, or are you named after, like, the Wyatt Earp?
Oh, no, I'm not. Named after Wyatt
Earp, and there's nobody in my
family named Wyatt, and I've tried to ask my parents, but honestly, they don't remember. Hey, Mike. Yeah, Roger, this is KFA EDQ. Go ahead, breaking station.
I'm having a hard time hearing him because his audio is kind of in the static. Did he say where he was at? And wonder if you could talk him through getting that Roger beam turned off.
All right, this is KFA EDQ again. I assume that was KV8SWR. That's what it sounded like, Jeff, anyway. So, yeah, I had forgotten that you had your Roger beep on. It's generally against, like, repeater regulations to have your Roger beep on. So go ahead and shut, if you go through the settings, if you have a Baofeng, I'm vaguely familiar with Baofeng, so if you go through your menu settings, there's a setting called Roger beep. Just go ahead and shut that off. There's a little beep at the end of your transmission that it'll drive people insane if everybody had it on.
All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I was pulling up the voter. You can actually go on the internet and see which repeater is being triggered whenever you key up, so I can see you're coming off of the Lapeer repeater. I was going to ask you what kind of antenna you have, because if you're just using the regular, if you're just using the rubber ducky that comes with the radio, and you might be a ways from the repeater too, it might be worthwhile investing into something with a little bit more power, or the cheaper option is to use, they got them on Amazon for like $20. That's a Nagoya 771. Don't get the G. Don't get the 771G. That's for the GMRS. Get the 771. That's Nagoya, N-A-G-O-Y-A, Nagoya 771. Copy?
He must have, something else come up there. Yeah, thanks for talking to you. Yeah, it's me. And I didn't get where he was located. I know he's on a little Lapeer repeater, but wonder if there's something closer that he can get into and get in a little easier. Because he's right on the edge of, you know, obviously the static noise. So, yeah, thanks for taking care of that. That might help him along. Keep it up, W.
All right, I caught is either Imlay City or Elmer City, something like that. Would you come back one more time? All right, one more suggestion I have is that you hold, you know, push the talk button, wait like half a second and then start talking, and then after you're done talking, wait half a second and then release. It'll help me catch your whole transmission, because you're not coming in perfect, so it's kind of hard to read, but I'm reading you.
All right.
All right, that was perfect. That was a perfect transmission. If you could do that, but then just, what's your nearest city, nearest town or whatever, Because we can see that you're coming in off the Lapeer, but I'm trying to figure out about how far away from the repeater you are. Alright, cool. I'm like only a couple of miles away. But I'm still putting out 25 watts on my radio. I've got a Yaesu FTM-150. It's a pretty nice radio. I've been super happy with it. I've got it hooked up to a Comet. They call it a 2x4. I've got it on a cookie sheet. This is my garage setup. That's what I listen to. I've also got a DMR sitting out here. So, I like to listen to just about everything. I'm an extra class. So I do HF as well. So I'm usually playing around over there. So I've been playing a little bit on 10 and 15 meters. There's some POTA activators. I don't know if you've ever heard about that, I have no idea how new you are into the hobby. What kind of ham are you? And I ask you that in the most friendly way possible.
I
don't know if I caught that right, but I'm a technician. All right, gotcha. So, do you just have the bow thing, or do you have a DMR radio? Have you ever heard of a Hotspot or All-Star, Pi-Star, anything like that? Alright, that last transmission was pretty rough, but what I heard was that I think you just have the Baofeng, which is nothing. I mean, if that's all you got, then by all means, go ahead and use it. But alright, my friend. There's tons that you can do with that technician's class. There's all kinds of digital modes. You can talk all around the world with the technician's class. So there's all kinds to learn, and welcome to the hobby. I'll let you go for now. It's been a pleasure, and try to keep that antenna out. This is KF8EDQ saying 732 KF8FQN.
UKF8EBQ, this is M8VDZ.
Alright, I heard N8VDZ, Zulu Delta Zulu, is that correct?
November 8, Victor Delta Zulu.
Victor Delta Zulu, gotcha. This is KF8EDQ, and it's Mike up in Saginaw. How are you today?
Doing good, Mike. This is Mike here in Warren. Hey, I was just monitoring while I'm doing some work in my shack here, and just heard your conversation, and I just want to thank you. I hear so many conversations like that with younger hams and new hams. And they're telling them and making bad jokes and just, you know, you handle that so great. You gave great suggestions. You helped them out. Just top notch. I wish, I hope a lot of people heard that and can mimic you. So I just wanted to take a second and give credit where credit's due, my friend. Thank you very much.
Mike, thank you. I am humbled and, how else would I describe it? I'm impressed. thank you for reaching out, Mike. It's a pleasure to speak with you. It's great that young people get into the hobby. Coming from, I didn't know anything about a year ago. I didn't know anything about radio. I didn't have a walkie-talkie or nothing. It took quite a bit of learning, and you're excited when you get your new license. Everybody is, and you could tell he wanted to talk to somebody, and I could only wonder how long he was gonna chunk the repeater and make everybody listen to that. But it's always thank you very much for the flowers, and we'll catch you. So. I hope your day is going fantastic. I got to start running here. I got to take my therapy dog out to a nursing home to go visit some folks. So thank you very much. And this is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear after your final.
KF8EDQ, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. And, I noticed from your call sign that you're YouTube, but didn't know if that call sign meant you had a license and let it lapse and then came back, or what that meant. So welcome to a great hobby, since you said you've only been doing it about a year. Keep up the good work, my friend. That's how we promote this thing and how we get younger people in, and just have fun with it. I agree with you all the way. So, bye for now. I hope we cross waves again soon. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by.
EDQ, you still on? KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, yeah, I'm still listening. This is KF8EDQ.
Did you catch Wyatt Suffix?
Yeah, Wyatt's call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November, I think it was, FQN.
All right. Yeah, I got to get back on this. I'm re-upping my subscription, to Magic Jack, and I let it lapse a while back and then had a heart attack last year about January. Oh, I'm getting ready to start up the business again, and I need that phone number because it's been in my family for about 75 years.
I didn't quite understand. I didn't quite. Do you mean the call sign? You said you're starting a business and you need a phone number. I wish you the best of luck with that. I think it was KB8OOE. I guess good luck with that. But I do have to run, so I'll say 7-3 to you, sir, and we'll catch you all again. I'm usually listening to the frequency, as it were. So this is KF8EDQ.
7-3. No, I'm getting back to work. I got a VOIP number that I let go about 2 years ago, or not quite that long ago, but had a heart attack last year and couldn't get back on it. But I'm going to start up another business, and I need that phone number because it's in my family for 75 years, and I just overheard a conversation and sounded just like a kid the other day with a different call sign in the same city. So I'm gonna get back on there. I gotta call the Philippines and see if I can get this phone number straightened out. KB8OOE.
All right, Roger. I understand that now. Gotcha. All right, KB8OOE. This is KF8EDQ 73.
KF8FQN. KF8FQN. KB8OOE. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, you're round Wyatt, KB8OOE.
KE8FCR testing. KE8FCR testing.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is WA8MAC Mount Clemens 147.2. We will be disconnecting from Central Michigan for training, net, and a repeater crawl. Should be back sometime around 9 p.m. N8WRO, clear.
This is KSA FT1, listening, over. This is KSA FQN, listening. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. This is KSA FQN, listening. This is KSA FQN, listening, over.
KE8EOH testing.
This is KSA FQN. I did not hear your full transmission, over.
This is KE8EOH at 13 watts testing.
This is KSA FQN. You are not coming in clear. Over.
This is KSA FQN. W-A-8-C-M-N, this is K-E-H-D-O-H, I'll talk to you.
Alright, this is KFA, FQN, repeat it last.
KS8FQN, this is KE8EOH, how copy now?
Say again, this is KS8FQN, repeat your last, over.
KS8FQN, this is Kilo Echo 8, Echo Oscar Hotel, trying again. I didn't get your last transmission, your audio was very low.
Sorry, I won't do that again.
I got you, so correct me, your call sign is Kilo Echo 8 Echo Oscar Hotel?
That is correct, and yours is Kilo Sierra 8 Foxtrot, Quebec, November.
It is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot, Quebec, November.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you for helping me test my new setup. Just got a radio setup in the basement, and I have a terrible antenna set up right now that is also in the basement. So I'm surprised that I'm getting out.
Good job.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Thank you for the call. I'm going to hold up to the net. K-E-H-E-O-H. Clear.
Yup. Roger that, K-E-A-E-O-H, this is KFA-FQN, 73, over. This is KFA-FQN, listening, over.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA FQN. You're not coming in, over. This is KFA FQN. Listening. This is KFA, FQN, listening, over. This is KFA 8, FQN, listening, over. Alright, this is KFA FQN. I just want to say you guys have a good evening and 73.
Hey, you're out there. I think you've been trying to call before, and you're sounding good tonight. Anyway, I'm kind of busy right now, but 73, have a good night.
WA8MAC Mont Clemens reconnected to Central Michigan. N8WRO clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.